My name is Olive Flynn. I'm from Farmers Bridge. My father was Billy Mason, who would be probably well known around the county because anywhere you see a vintage day, you'll see his steam engine with Billy Mason truly ornately written across the top.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually how I came across him. I was at the Ballymac Fair Day a couple of years ago and I met Arthur.
Yes.
And he had the steam train and I said, how did you get it here?
Yeah. It's not a train, actually. It's a traction engine, is what it's called. It would be have been used for, I suppose it was used before the tractors came into being, and they were mainly used. The one we have would have been mainly used for threshing. It would run a threshing mill. You wouldn't have seen a huge amount of them here in Kerry because they would be mostly where there is. Where you see the big fields of corn, you know, kind of Carlow, Kilkenny, the Midlands, big corn country, that's where they, because they were never, like, the steam engine speed is 3 miles an hour, so, and you're on iron wheels, so they were never, the one, our particular one, would never have been used as a mode of transport, really. Okay. It would kind of go from farm to farm, you know, and it, I suppose, it was built in 1901.
Wow.
So,
how many years is that? It's definitely over 100.
It is. It is. Yeah.
125.
Wow. Yeah. So, they were built in a time when life was slower, you know, and the pace was just slower. So, the thrashing would happen every autumn, and the engine and the thrashing mill would come start in one farm, and they'd be there for maybe a week or however long, getting through all the. Then they move on to the next one and the next one.
So it was a big kind of operation, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Now, my father wouldn't have done that work with the steam engine. Where he worked was in McCown's. That would be well before your time. that was in Edward Street. It was both sides of Edward Street. It was a big firm and they had the mill and the coal yard and timber yard, the hardware
that's
shops.
That's the old mill that's kind of across.
That would have been a different one. That was, I think that one was Latchford's.
Okay.
Yeah. There was Latchford's and Kelleher's and McCown's. So he worked in McCown's, but they had a steam engine there for a different purpose. It was like a huge stationary engine. It wasn't on wheels. So he would have worked with steam. So he would have had a good understanding of steam all his life. And he always loved working with it. So, of course, then modernisation, that went and he stayed on. Working and he worked all his working life in McCown's. So actually the hooter, there's a big hooter on the engine, and that he was very attached to that because that was the hooter that came from McCown's, and that dates back to 1877.
And you still have that?
That's on the engine. So it's all, it sounds a bit like a train hooter when you blow it, but always New Year's Eve Dad would light the fire and rise steam, and at 12 o'clock he'd blow, and we still do it.
Oh.
Yeah, Dad passed away in 2022. So we, my husband Arthur, who you met, we kept on the steam engine, and we still do that New Year's Eve.
That's really special,
so,
isn't it?
Yeah. So when Dad passed away at the graveyard, we had the engine and we gave the hooter a blow to send him off.
That's special.
It was lovely. It was. It was emotional, but it was, you know, it was, we kind of had to do it, yeah.
And what does it mean that you have that engine now and that you're kind of keeping it and preserving it and keeping on his legacy and telling
the
story?
Yeah. I suppose it's like any antique, you know, if you have something like that, there's a certain duty to keep it in the best condition that you can have it. Like when Dad got it back in the 70s, mid-70s, it would have been in very, very poor condition. But he, having been a fisher himself and having worked, he was able to make a lot of the pieces for it.
Wow.
And he, through contacts, he made a lot of contacts in the UK because it was built in the UK. And he would have, there's in England, there's the National Trust So he would have been in contact with them, and they would give him guidance on specifications and different things. So it was, it went on for years and years, the restoration.
It was a good project for him, so to keep
It was his life's work, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, I suppose, while my mother wasn't involved in a lot of the days out, and but she was a great support to him in the back, you know, and he'd have my mother holding spanners and hammers and, you know, so and we all
it was
did,
good teamwork.
Yeah, there was just my sister and myself then, so he'd have us all, give us all little jobs.
And were you kind of interested in it before, or wasn't it? Was it until your father was kind of doing it up again?
I was only a child when he got the engine, so I grew up with it. My sister and I both did, you know. So I suppose when you grow up with something, you don't know any difference. You know, it's just part of what we did. And we always went to where the steam museum is in Stradbally. It's the same site as Electric Picnic. Mm. They have a big a steam rally every August bank holiday, and we've gone there like since childhood.
Wow. And what's that
year.
Like then when you're kind of comparing other kind of steam
it's
engines?
Like a show, it's like a big show, and they have different attractions and old cars, old tractors, steam engines. It's like almost like going back in time. They have demonstrations of how things were done, butter making, weaving, you know, everything of an era.
And you mentioned there as well that, you know, when it was built, you know, in slow times, that there was no rushing and things like that. And, you know, nowadays we're always in a rush to get the jobs done, get this home.
Yeah.
Was it kind of more simple in life to, you know, just say, we're not going to rush this along now, we're just going to take it at ease?
And I suppose also they didn't have a choice, because they didn't have the tools, like the power tools and stuff. So things had, you know, things like, it's like building old buildings, churches and castles. It had to take time, because it that was the way things were done, and you couldn't rush it. But there was such pride in the work also, you know, because they could take their time. They really took pride in it. Yeah. Mm.
What was your dad like?
He was a very quiet man, quite shy really, but a great sense of humour. Great sense of humour, yeah. Always fun to be with. He loved the days out with the engine. We have shows coming up this year now. Easter Sunday, we're really looking forward to. We go out to the Morris Collins Memorial Day. So and they're a lovely group of people out there. So if anyone wants a good day out, Easter Sunday,
That's the place to be.
It's on the grounds of Artfert Quarry. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of space there, and we're on dry ground, which is a big advantage when you're on iron wheels.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Then we have the county fair. And then in June we go out to Kilflynn for their vintage day, and that's another lovely day out. Mm-hmm. And then we have the bigger ones in Shannon and Cork and up to Stradbally.
And is it awkward to transport then to go to those events?
Yeah, Arthur would transport it on a low loader.
Okay.
Yeah. My nephew then has a steam engine as well, so we kind of travel in convoy.
You're a mafia.
Yeah, exactly. Some years back, there was an English vintage magazine, Old Glory, and they came over to do an article on Dad and on the steam engine, and the heading was Europe's Most Westerly Steam Engine. But I think my nephew James might have stolen our title now, because he lives up in Doon. So I think he's slightly more westerly than Farmers Bridge. So I think we've lost our title.
You know, the fascination people have with, you know, kind of antiques and, you know, vintage and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, why are people so interested in it?
I suppose a lot of it is nostalgia. And I suppose if you're interested then in anything mechanically worked, it's very interesting to see the different ways. And with a steam engine, like with a car, you don't see what's going, you know, with the steam engine, the workings are there in front of you. It's all very visible. Mm-hmm. And
you can literally see it kind of twisting and turning.
Yes. Yeah. And for such a big machine, they're very quiet. you know, it's how they're meant to be. You know, if you hear noise, too much noise, there's something wrong. But like Dad would have maintained it over the years, but the maintenance never stops. You know, like now we Arthur mostly does it, and my nephew is in. They kind of work a lot together, and. There's always a job every year. There's a job this year. We had trouble with the water pump where you have a coal tank and then which supplies tenders the water into the boiler to keep it replenished. And our pump was giving trouble last year. So all these things are so important because you have to have them right. So
and then let's say if you do need a part, is it difficult to find parts now because it's vintage?
They're usually made. They're made, they're cast or they're machined down then.
So they're really unique.
Yes, yeah. So for the pump, we actually took it off and we sent it up to friends of my father's up in Antrim. And they did a job. Now they had to get something cast, a part cast, a valve cast in the UK. And then they were able to machine it down. But thankfully that problem is sorted. But a few years back then you have the big furnace, the fire that you light, and then you have the tubes going through the boiler, and the heat is going through the tubes to heat to boil the water. But those tubes have to be replaced every now and then because you have to keep it up to a certain condition. So
it's a full-time job, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to, and you have to get it, you have to insure it, so you have to have it up to the standard. Yeah. But it's like anything like that. I suppose you have to, you either have it right or you leave it in the shed, you know.
Yeah. And it's no good in the shed. And there's people out there with fantastic antiques and vintage cars and tractors.
Yeah.
It's no good in the shed.
No. But then, you know, I suppose you have to have the transport. It's a commitment. It's like any hobby. I suppose there is a level of commitment involved.
There's a fantastic group in Killarney, the Killarney Valley Vintage Club, and like that, they restore old cars and things like that.
Oh yes, yeah.
When they get their hands on a machine like that, they're just so invested in it. Yeah, and it's lovely how it brings people together.
It does. It absolutely. We go over to Muckris. Now and then to the farm, the traditional farm, and it's lovely, and of course the engine fits in beautifully there.
Yeah,
you know, and
I can imagine.
We do trashing there sometimes. Yeah. So we've had good days out there.
Mm. And tell me, Olive, when people come up, like let's say people like me now, and they see it, what do they say?
Well, you get all kinds of questions. You know, you will meet some people that will have an interest and maybe have a history with steam or no, maybe had a steam engine in their family and just love to see it for that reason. Some people then would have no idea, would have no experience of how it would work, or you know, and but it's fun to explain it, you know.
Yeah.
Now I'm not an engineer myself, but from growing up with it, I'd have some idea, you know. I would be able to explain bits and pieces. Yeah.
It has your kind of childhood in it as well, which is special.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Olive, there's plenty of events where people can go and see it. So over the next couple of weeks,
are all summer long. Yeah, there's always days out. Yeah.
And I suppose if they see you there and if they have something similar and if they have any questions, they can ask you away, can't they?
Absolutely, we love that's part of it, really. You know, there's no point just going to these events and just standing there, you know. It's a community thing, really, and like we would have made friends all over the country and in the UK, and even Dad had friends as far as Germany, all through chatting with people at rallies. And then most of the engines that go to the rallies, they're owned by families, so I would have grown up with all those families, so the next generation and the next generation comes up, and they can, you know, so it's
said that with your nephew as well, so he's another generation.
Exactly. So it's nice to see it continue. Yeah,
for sure. So there'll be plenty of mechanics and engineers coming from your side of the woods. Listen, Olive, it's been fantastic, and I'm really delighted that you came in to talk about it, because it's special, and especially when it has that beautiful connection with your father as well.
And thank you very much for inviting me in. I enjoyed chatting with you.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Thank you.